This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning.
Yeah, good morning from the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name's Jack Geelan, Jenny Puamanuka.
Kia ora, good morning.
Wonderful Jeff here,
good morning,
and we've
everybody.
Got Simon Gold.
With my shiny sheriff badge on today.
You're shiny, honey.
Me and Amanda, we took art to the streets last week. I did an Elvis act in the streets, and I've been asked to do something at a restaurant and a pub. And but with duty of care, I've been attacked by one of the organisations against freedom of expression. And Peter, my son, brought up the word fascists, alluding to the right-wing boards acting in a pharisaical manner.
Wait a minute. Okay, so number one, who's been upsetting you? Don't say their name, but no. Who's been upsetting you?
Oh, someone.
And number how does a 8 or 9 year old understand or know the word fascism?
I don't know.
Someone explain
but
that
he
to
mentioned
me.
It when this person was attacking me on the telephone, and I told him that I put buddy support trauma recovery processes in place at the coalface for all people over the years. And with people and groups making a scapegoat out of me, I've pleaded with organisations to put grief counsellors in place. The truth is that I am one who expresses real duty of care, taking care of the youth. And also, I believe in the third apostolic age where we're all sufficient as ministers of the new covenant of life, with real transformation occurring through kingdom age theology. And it was also interesting going along on Saturday to the meet all the ethnic people over at the Events Centre. And there were Hare Krishna people there, and there were Chinese people performing, doing dances.
That sounds like a cool event, the meet all the ethnic people evening.
Yeah. Well, it was in the afternoon, and I was with the Council for Interfaith, the Interfaith Council. But
aww,
this is what I found interesting.
Cool.
True Islam is a religion that wholly rejects all forms of terrorism, teaches nonviolent jihad of the self, champions the equality of education and empowerment of women, advocates freedom of conscience, separation of mosque and state, commands loyalty. It sounded really good. So
it's a bit outside of the extreme though, Jack, because when you look at the conspiracy theories coming out of America, these Muslims are dropping bombs everywhere.
That's right. And I mean, when you've got 50,000 Christians being killed each year by
Islamic
terrorists.
It's like that theory
terrorists.
That 19 Muslims hijacked planes on 9/11 and conspired to drive them into buildings.
But I was fascinated by this because they put them all in a good light. You know what I mean? Like this pamphlet here that talks about them recognising no religion can monopolise salvation, advocates the need for a united Muslim leadership. So it all sounds really good, doesn't it?
But a lot of them are separated, Jack, the Islamic faith itself, their foundations. You've got the Shiite and you've got the Sunni. They all have different opinions.
Yeah, but we have to represent all faiths, all understandings.
I'm sure Christ would look at them as lost sheep. He'll sort them out. Next.
Now.
Next, please.
Big Brother is watching you with 24/7 surveillance. Now to the agenda we've seen unfold this past week. Albanese over in Australia, Albanese Labor government introduced not one but two draconian bills that will completely alter the landscape of free speech, privacy and political discourse in Australia. Mm-hmm. First is the legislation that will force every single Australian using social media to be anonymized.
Anonymous.
Means You'll be required to have a digital ID to log into platforms like Facebook. Yeah, that's going to be,
well, be terrible. I've been 19 different Twitter accounts, Facebook accounts. None of them have been in my name.
Well, that's going to up the sovereign independence, isn't it?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Like, you already have to have your fingerprint to get into most mobile devices that belong to you.
Yeah.
Your person.
Yeah, you. So they've got your finger.
You're going to have a personal digital ID so they can identify.
Well, do you know that they've had tracking devices on us for the last, like, 14 to 20 years?
It's called your smartphone, Jacobus. Since the day you were born, Jennifer.
But this is quite radical. This guy, George Christenship, is a reader-supported publication to receive new posts and this sort of thing online. The UN is crafting a treaty that could decriminalise child exploitation under the guise of consent and privacy. Article 14 of the draft UN Convention on Cybercrime would allow AI-generated images of child abuse and self-generated exploitation content to be legal. This is part of a broader agenda to normalise child exploitation and blur moral boundaries.
No, I just can't agree with anything with AI. There's an underlying darkness somewhere. Sorry about that, Jack. Just the way I roll, bro.
Yeah. Well, there was a guy, Edwards, over in Britain, and he's been done for paedophilia. On a 9-year-old boy.
Where did they come from? It's like AI, now paedophilia. What?
He's getting put in jail for 7 years, but if they allow this, this will just break down the morals throughout the world, won't it? It'll be terrible. I mean, it means Big Brother will be supporting
something illegal. What I'm seeing, Jack, there's something morally wrong about AI, and they're trying to make him sound morally good, and they're trying to take, like, the I get you, Simon.
I get you.
You better get me because I'm just all sorry.
Has anybody seen a documentary called The Terminator? Anybody?
Yeah. What's that about?
With Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's real, man. Arnold Schwarzenegger's a prophet.
Now, you had something on martial law in Bible in schools, didn't you?
Martial law. Okay, so I'll do Bibles in schools first. So I'm doing Bibles in schools and I'm teaching them, and I found a new creative way to sing and they would learn. And then one of my colleagues came after me after the lesson, and I quote you not, and I wrote it down, I was told to stop doing it because the children are actually learning. Thanks, bro.
On behalf of David Seymour.
So not allowing you to preach Christianity in
schools.
The
Minister of Education, I would just like to apologise. You know, me and David had a tedious relationship.
That ties in what they're trying to do.
I've got a quick message for Siri, who's the AI, and that is, let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the house of faith.
So I'll look after you, Siri. Trust me, I'll make sure you stay there and you can still tell people stuff that's been typed into you.
So when we're talking about anti-free speech movement in an age of rage, freedom to say what majority doesn't like, thousands arrested over online posts. So you had something to do with martial law thing.
I'll go off the media, it's a bit heavy, but I'll read it out anyway. Great fears of martial law becoming a reality in New Zealand Aotearoa. Chris Luxton, or Luxton, is calling for a mass rally of the police this weekend down at the Beehive. Where our Prime Minister will be sharing the benefits of martial law. And I put down just bullying tactics. Control factors that need to happen. Then the signing of a pledge of allegiance to the new law. Then Chris is going to stand on a chair and pull down his pants and everyone's going to kiss him on the ass.
I knew that would happen.
These are our own opinions.
So the police going to have a protest in front of the Beehive. Let's go down and wreck their stuff.
I added the end bit, and this is just a joke. I just made it all up.
Set fire to their tents, perhaps. Do what they did.
But if martial law comes in, freedom of speech will go. They'll control everything online.
Do we know if martial law is going to come in, though?
Yeah, well,
what do we think?
It's definitely brewing.
It means it's equivalent to the COVID where everyone was shut down and you couldn't go out of your house.
Yeah.
And they just bring in the army and everything.
Have you been
civil defence and they control everything?
Have you been following the work of Minnie Brown on one of the human rights groups?
No. What's he
talking
about?
He's putting legislation out, well, so it's like counter legislation against the epidemic preparedness package Labor gave us after COVID-19. Now, this was a bill that was put through Parliament that was without our consent, the public's consent.
Yep.
And 100% wrong. And so Minnie Brown is sort of like a 40 to 50 year old man, lives down south somewhere, and he's just filed with the High Court in order to make sure that epidemic preparedness package, which states that they can raid our homes, seize our assets, and pretty much just take everything off us in the event of an epidemic, is not going to go through.
That's absolute control, isn't it?
Oh, that's
surveillance.
That's mental.
So everybody, follow Minnie Brown. He's on my page.
Minnie Brown.
You know how to spell my name because you're probably following me.
Yeah, right.
But, Steve Evans on Facebook, in the light of the unacceptable mental health behaviours, Steve is stepping away from Facebook to focus on his own well-being.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a bit concerned that we have to be prepared for this revolution, don't we? We have to gather all the mothers and fathers with families for justice. And we need to be there for people with all the family dysfunction and so forth that's going on.
We don't.
So what I'm trying to say is we have to galvanise with all the groups around New Zealand, the sovereign groups, and with the ones that are standing up for families, you know, against fathers and mothers being separated from their children and so forth. So it's very concerning. With all the dysfunctionality that's going on and mothers on pee and this sort of thing, and some of them don't deserve access to their own children. So what do you think, Jenny, we need to do in the light of all this? You know, the trauma level is so great with people.
You and I, funnily enough, had this conversation last night.
Yeah.
And what I think we should be doing as a trust is focusing on our community projects.
Yep.
And focusing on getting that one-to-one time with, you know, clients or people we're buddy supporters for.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
So we're talking about corporate capitalism and the new age state socialism and recognising the divine spark.
Excuse me, did you say socialism? Are you right there, mate?
Divine spark in everyone. In New Zealand, we see the effects of corporate capitalism every day. To take one huge example, we hear about the housing crisis, which is very real and has wealthy speculators to thank for much of its development. 40 years ago, there was no housing crisis per se. Getting a first home was manageable. So with this corporate capitalism that's going on and New Age communism being brought in, just to give you one example, violence is not caused by poverty but by the lack of education. So if children are not educated and families don't educate their children
properly, I don't know if I agree with that.
Right.
No, fear, I think there's paranoia and fear are definitely at the top of the list.
I think it's a bunch of things.
Yep.
Environment, how you were raised.
Yep.
Maybe your diet even.
The things you've been through.
Yeah, addiction to substances. It's a lot of things that cause poverty.
Right.
Well, sorry, what was... Yeah.
So we need to recognise the divine spark in everyone. And I mentioned this Pope Francis prayer. We pray that each one of us will hear and take to heart the cry of their own people, working for integral human development and for common good, especially caring for the poor. Do we really care for the poor with a class system? With the only people who own the homes are the rich people.
Sustainable Development Program.
Sustainable
Development Program. He is just the key to it, mate. And he's trying to feed you his nice little prayer. Sorry,
these are our own opinions.
So if we're talking about trauma, Okay, and we're talking about more and more mothers and fathers that are being separated from their children. Kingdom of Lies, the demonic assault on reality. Efforts to destroy the family, to remake society, have sunk to now redefining sexuality on a fundamental level. These attempts arise from utopian dreams. Reshaping the world into an imagined paradise free from biblical morality. Dark forces are driving the false hope and means of trying to realize it, posing an existential threat to humanity. There you are, the demonic assault on reality. So as our families are destroyed and more mothers and fathers get on the pee or they don't take responsibility, this is what's going to happen. Our families are going to be destroyed. Society is going to go downhill. There's going to be no housing. Is this going to be the rich and the poor? The super rich will actually control everything. And they're even talking about the possibility of losing the superannuation or the benefit. That could happen in the future.
And take the mark. The more years when I retire, Jack. They'd better have it for me. You're getting it.
Yeah, I'm getting it. So our answer is rainbow ribbons, freedom fighters. We're talking about buddy support, enlightenment leading to transformation. Our answer is for the people to be quickened to utilize their higher power. So we've got to talk about solutions, don't we, Jenny?
Yes, and what I just noticed is that we're actually under, I don't know how to say it, the main mental health and addiction philosophy.
Yep.
Get in touch with your higher power, right?
Yep.
Congrats.
So, and with Trump, that everyone's looking to America now to the elections. Trump is protector of pets from evil migrants, Haitian immigrants eating people's cats and dogs. Another attempt on Trump's life.
Do you mean Trump, that guy who wants to build the wall between him and his neighbour?
Even better yet, what's this about Trump and kittens? I'm keen to hear. So what did you say about pets?
He was saying that Haitian or some people from the ethnic groups are eating their cats.
So?
But Kamala will bring an end-time battle. We need to pray for the protection of Israel. So who's pro-Kamala here?
No,
Israel here, Jack. It's not a stretch of desert in the Middle East.
That's right. So if Kamala gets in, is she going to support the bombing of Gaza? What do you think?
Well, maybe Kamala might just withdraw those troops and stop funding these wars. Who knows, Jack?
From the heart, I'm just praying and crying for Trump to get in.
Hey, this man's dressed like a policeman. What's that all about?
Yeah. Okay, for everybody at home, Simon has decided to put on a police hat and a...
Jack asked me yesterday to play Bangkok. So,
what are you wearing? Tell everybody.
Jack told me to play bear cop today, so I just came along.
Oh, you look really good, honey. You look good.
Ready for the party.
We always talk about freedom fighters. We always talk about the Home Guard, Kaitiaki Guardians, and how we need to protect one another in a modern society. Because if the intergenerational trauma is going to increase, and if the lower class are going to end up on this... on the street, and there you've got a two-class system, the trauma and the suffering is going to get worse and worse, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
And the AI control.
Do you ever get, like, this droning feeling when you think about government policy and all the shortcomings?
Yeah.
And all the bad things that go on in New Zealand? Does anyone get this, like, it's kind of throbbing and droning and it's almost acute?
To invaders, all China needs to do, Jack, is put one warship into Wellington Harbour. We're unable to attack it because when it blows up, it'll wipe everything out.
Oh, it'll wipe a good part of New Zealand out. No, I can't see that.
So the world is on fire as flawed humanity, lefty idealism, dealing with generational wrongs from past guilt trips, sexism, racism, deadbeat fatherism. Yeah, separation of fathers from families. So I'm hoping that a miracle will happen in America and Trump will get in because he's going to support businesses. Yes, he'll be against the deep state. Some Christians are pro Trump?
Well, the arms traders and the arms dealers and those that the economy runs in America are on it to dump tanks, guns, bombs and bullets, Jack. They'll decide who gets them.
So in New Zealand here, we're asking the government needs to invest in primary care. General practitioners have filed a complaint with the Commerce Commission on the basis of unfair illegal contracts. And the local mayor, Southgate, are charging... they're going to be charging us for by volume with the water meters. That could be coming in very soon.
Oh, and so more drainy feeling in my head. Drony feeling. It's going to be really good.
Council credit downgrades cost ratepayers millions as government throws back responsibility for infrastructure. Everything from water to speed bumps.
And fake insurance claims just to feed our stinking city council. My goodness. So,
20-minute cities, is that happening? Is it the
20-minute
city? Is it
happening? That's not to do with the 20-minute cities. It's to destroy people that actually own stuff so they can push them into the 20-minute city.
Just need confirmation if it's happening or not.
I believe it is happening.
Yeah, I want more of a drainy feeling in my head.
Lands and rights and everything that we need.
With the roading development and with the housing development and all the cones on the road.
Who's in charge of the traffic lights here in New Zealand, Jack?
Well, that's right.
Who's in charge of them? Which department?
Council?
No, the traffic lights are
Transport division, yeah.
Oh, does the transport division figure out how the crosses and circles got in the traffic lights 15-odd years ago?
Just to annoy Lux and Waka Kotahi.
Now, he wants put up the speed rate on the car, okay, up to about 110. Luxon has been on TV this week.
Yeah. No. Pull hard.
And it's going to actually lead to more death on the road, okay, to my way of thinking.
Well, we've got 110 on part of that motorway.
And they also said that the government is not including ethics with genetic engineering. I heard that on the news this week. And government changing law in respect to contractors, unions standing for the rights of workers, businesses versus workers. So it's going to lead to non-representation for workers. So these are all the problems that we are seeing here in New Zealand. And you can see that they're heating up the frog and the warm water, and pretty soon they'll have absolute control. They'll bring in martial law. There'll be no rights, no freedom of expression. The media will be controlled. And
it's already controlled. What are you talking about?
I reckon a certain amount of frogs hopped out, but they seem to be hopping back in.
Yeah, but we have to talk about what are our solutions. A solution is a revolution. A solution is freedom fighters, people standing up for their rights.
I think God's planned that already.
A solution is Kaitiaki Guardian. See, most of the churches have gone to sleep. There's a Common Grace Aotearoa movement with 400 churches signed up to it. Creation, climate justice, economic and treaty justice. Protect and restore God's earth, an ecumenical attempt. But what we need is an apostolic ministry of the corporate ministry building up the body of Christ. So we all become apostolic believers.
Did you just swear and say corporate? I'm sure you said a swear word then.
Yeah, but there's the God-man in Christ, and we all need to ascend with the Lord Jesus Christ and bring in the reign of Christ. This is so vital in our...
Amen,
someone
Jack.
Had a vision of what they call the straight testimony found in Revelation 19, verse 10. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of a prophecy. They talked about a shaking. Someone prophetically talked about a shaking going on, and he saw all these Christians that were believing in this shining testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they were surrounded by angel wings. And then they saw... a lot of people were caught up in the darkness, and they were deflecting, and they weren't honouring the Lord Jesus Christ and identifying with Christ and bringing in the reign of Christ and so forth.
Blessed are those who the Master finds watching when he comes.
Yeah.
Quick advert, Jack, please, if you don't mind. Men's breakfast, Fairfield, Oxford Church,
yes.
At the end at the end of Oxford Street Community Community Church Centre, Saturday, 8 a.m. Please bring a dollar koha. We will have fun. Be there if you can make it.
You mean? Good work, Simon.
The glory and the lifter up my head. The glory and the lifter up my head. I cried unto God with all my might.
You're beautiful.
The glory and the lifter up my head.
You're beautiful.
I cried unto the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord and he heard me on his holy hill.
Oh, sorry, God.
That song is saying that the Lord is my shield. The Lord is the glory and the lifter of my head. But in terms of the glory of the and the lifter of my head, duty of care and freedom of expression, that, you know, I see that a lot of the organisations and even churches have blood on their hands, because if you looked at the suicide toll in the last 20 years since I've been involved with suicide prevention, 10,000 people, 500 a year have taken their lives, with at least 2,000 youth among those suiciding because of church leadership, one-man band doctrines, failing to put lifelines in place, failing to promote real growth and transformation through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, it's not just the church's fault, wouldn't you say? Maybe there's this, we know because we run the New Zealand Suicide Prevention Trust,
yep,
just how many clients we get that have been failed by the system. So I don't really, I don't think we
what
can
I'm
necessarily.
Saying is by the professional system hasn't worked. If you've had 10,000 people take their lives in the last 20 years, okay, and I remember putting in place buddy support grief facilitation processes, and they blamed me for going to a funeral because I was trying to link young people up with health lines.
The feud of 2004.
Yeah, and I went around to all the organisations and I said to them, please put grief facilitation processes in place.
Yeah.
Where are the grief counsellors? They weren't there and they were just sitting up the top of this pyramid and expecting people to go to them. So
you're just trying to find a way to fix it, Jack, and at the moment they're using band-aids on a broken leg.
Yeah, so I've literally been through that with my child, and they wanted things so bad, someone to prevent suicide. It gets so, so horribly bad. They give you a trauma buddy or something?
Trauma counsellor?
Trauma counsellor, which is not the way to go. They don't want to get to that stage.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, a trauma counsellor.
So what I'm basically saying, if the suicide toll's been pretty high and Big Brother is watching you and they're bringing in this Australian, where it says here, there's a legislation that will force every single Australian using social media to be de-anonymized.
Okay.
This means you'll be required to have a digital ID.
Uh-huh.
And what I'm saying, if AI takes over in the future and everything's controlled from the top and they're going to bring in martial law, that the suicide toll and family breakup is going to get even worse.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to call on all the organisations, all groups that are involved with Families for Justice, and we need to talk, we need to focus on solutions. We need to start up a home guard. We need to be there for everyone.
Essentially, what you're saying is we need to hit the ground running. And
yeah, hit the ground all right.
I was thinking that we need to focus more on the little regions.
Yeah, yeah. This is the madness I'm picking out with AI. They are really pushing for past AI. Now, come on. A robot lay hands on you and you receive the Holy Spirit? Give me a break, man. Come on.
Well, God's like, well, that's creative.
Yeah.
That's creative, kids. Good work.
But we need to be part of the apostolic ministry where we go to the fourth level and bring in the reign of Christ and post-resurrectional, identifying with the body of Christ, and the fivefold ministry. We're all called to be priests, headship, believers, and counterpart bride of Christ. Therefore, it is time for the church to wake up. We need revival, and the church needs to pray for revival. And, so Steve Evans has been on the cutting edge in terms of Families for Justice, and Rainbow Ribbons is there for everyone too with buddy support, trauma recovery. So this is From the Fringes for another week. Thank you very much for listening to our show.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.